Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ethical considerations in civil litigation and keeping abreast of changes and advancements in civil procedure law and practice, Section 11. Ethical considerations form the backbone of the legal profession, guiding attorneys in their conduct and decision-making throughout the civil litigation process. The ethical landscape attorneys navigate is complex, marked by both long-standing principles and evolving standards that respond to contemporary legal challenges. This discourse delves into the ethical obligations of attorneys, common ethical dilemmas faced during civil litigation, and recent developments and emerging trends in civil procedure law that impact ethical practice. Professional responsibility in civil litigation. The ethical obligations of attorneys in civil litigation are grounded in a set of core principles: competence, confidentiality, loyalty, and the duty to the court. These principles are encapsulated in the Model Rules of Professional Conduct, MRPC, adopted by the American Bar Association, ABA, which serve as the benchmark for legal ethics in the United States, albeit with variations across jurisdictions. Competence and the imperative of continuous learning. The duty of competence is foundational to legal practice. Rule 1.1 of the Model Rules of Professional Conduct, MRPC, mandates that attorneys provide competent representation to their clients, encompassing the requisite legal knowledge, skill, thoroughness, and preparation necessary for any given representation. Competence is not a static quality, but a dynamic obligation that evolves with the law itself, necessitating a commitment to continuous education and adaptation. Legal knowledge and skill. At the heart of competence is an attorney's understanding of the law and the skill to apply it effectively in diverse contexts. Legal knowledge extends beyond familiarity with statutes and case law to include an understanding of legal theory, procedural rules, and the practical aspects of legal practice. Skill, meanwhile, refers to the ability to use legal knowledge effectively to solve problems, advocate for clients, and navigate the complexities of the legal system. Thoroughness and preparation. Thoroughness and preparation are critical components of competence, reflecting an attorney's diligence in investigating facts, researching legal issues, and preparing for all aspects of legal representation. This includes the meticulous drafting of legal documents, strategic planning of litigation, and rigorous preparation for court appearances, negotiations, and other legal proceedings. The need for continuous education. The legal landscape is continually evolving, driven by changes in laws, judicial interpretations, societal norms, and technological advancements. Attorneys must, therefore, engage in lifelong learning to stay abreast of these developments and maintain the level of competence required to serve their clients effectively. This commitment to ongoing education is not merely a professional requirement, but a fundamental aspect of ethical legal practice. Confidentiality and the sanctity of the attorney-client relationship. Confidentiality is a cornerstone of the attorney-client relationship, fostering an environment of trust and open communication. Rule 1.6 of the MRPC underscores the obligation of attorneys to protect all information related to the representation of a client, a duty that extends beyond the termination of the attorney-client relationship.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Scope of confidential information. The duty of confidentiality encompasses all information acquired during the representation, regardless of its source or whether it has been explicitly designated as confidential by the client. This broad interpretation ensures that clients can speak freely with their attorneys, secure in the knowledge that their secrets, strategies, and sensitive information are protected. Challenges and ethical considerations. In an era of electronic communication and data proliferation, maintaining confidentiality poses increasing challenges. Attorneys must navigate the complexities of data security, be vigilant against inadvertent disclosures, and understand the ethical implications of using technology in their practice. Confidentiality is not only a matter of ethical compliance, but also of safeguarding the integrity of the legal process and the interests of the client. Loyalty and the management of conflicts of interest. The duty of loyalty is a manifestation of the trust placed in attorneys by their clients. Rules 1.7 to 1.9 of the MRPC articulate the obligation to avoid conflicts of interest, ensuring that attorneys remain fully committed to their clients' interests without compromise. Avoiding conflicts of interest. Conflicts of interest arise when an attorney's ability to represent a client is compromised by competing obligations or interests. This includes situations where representing one client adversely affects another client, or where the attorney's personal interests conflict with those of the client. Navigating these conflicts requires a careful balancing of ethical duties, including obtaining informed consent from affected clients, or, where necessary, declining or terminating representation. Informed consent and transparency. Addressing potential conflicts of interest requires transparency and informed consent. Attorneys must fully disclose the nature and implications of any conflict to their clients, allowing them to make an informed decision about their representation. This process underscores the importance of honesty and integrity in the attorney-client relationship. Duty to the court: upholding the integrity of the judicial process. Attorneys serve as officers of the court, entrusted with a duty to promote justice and uphold the dignity of the judicial process. This encompasses a broad range of ethical obligations, from avoiding frivolous claims to ensuring the accuracy of evidence presented in court. Avoiding frivolous claims. The ethical duty to avoid frivolous claims is grounded in the principle of integrity, requiring attorneys to refrain from initiating or continuing litigation that is without merit. This duty protects the judicial system from being overburdened with baseless claims and upholds the credibility of the legal profession. Integrity and advocacy. Advocacy within the bounds of the law is a fundamental aspect of the duty to the court. Attorneys must balance zealous representation of their clients with an adherence to legal and procedural norms, ensuring that their conduct in litigation is characterized by fairness, respect, and honesty. The role of judicial discretion. Judicial discretion plays a critical role in the application of ethical principles, allowing courts to interpret and enforce the rules of professional conduct. Attorneys must navigate this landscape with an understanding of the judiciary's expectations and the overarching goal of justice. In conclusion, the ethical duties of competence, confidentiality, loyalty, and integrity towards the court are integral to the practice of law and the administration of justice. These principles guide attorneys in their professional conduct, ensuring that their actions are aligned with the highest standards of legal practice and ethical behavior. Upholding these duties is not only a matter of professional obligation, but a reflection of the profound trust and responsibility entrusted to attorneys by their clients and society at large. Ethical dilemmas in civil litigation. Ethical dilemmas in civil litigation are multifaceted and challenge attorneys to adhere to their professional and ethical obligations amidst pressures and complexities inherent in the legal system. These dilemmas often arise at the intersection of an attorney's duty to zealously represent their clients, the obligation to the court and the legal system, and the need to maintain personal integrity and professional ethics. This comprehensive examination delves into common ethical challenges, including client pressure, discovery abuses, conflicts of interest, and explores recent developments and emerging trends in civil procedure that impact ethical considerations. Navigating client pressures in civil litigation. Attorneys frequently encounter situations where clients push for the pursuit of claims or defenses that appear to lack substantial legal merit. This pressure tests the attorney's ethical boundaries, balancing the zeal for advocacy with the prohibition against advancing frivolous claims. The ethical attorney faces a dual mandate: to serve the client's interests vigorously while ensuring compliance with legal standards and ethical mandates. Ethical advocacy versus frivolous claims. The core of this dilemma lies in distinguishing between aggressive advocacy and the pursuit of claims that are unwarranted by law or fact. The MRPC, particularly Rule 3.1, offers guidance prohibiting attorneys from bringing or defending a proceeding unless there is a basis in law and fact for doing so that is not frivolous. This standard requires attorneys to conduct thorough legal and factual analyses before proceeding with a case, ensuring that their actions are grounded in a reasonable interpretation of law and evidentiary support. Strategies for ethical decision-making. When faced with client pressure, attorneys must engage in open and honest communication, educating clients about the legal process, the likelihood of success, and the potential consequences of pursuing baseless claims. In some instances, this may involve declining representation or withdrawing from a case if continuing would require the attorney to violate ethical standards. Discovery abuses and ethical compliance. The discovery process is fertile ground for ethical challenges, including the withholding of evidence, dilatory tactics, and the submission of burdensome discovery requests. These practices not only undermine the integrity of the judicial process, but also place attorneys in ethically precarious positions. Upholding discovery ethics. Ethical attorneys navigate discovery challenges by adhering to the spirit and letter of discovery rules, advocating for their clients' interests within the bounds of fairness and legal propriety. This includes promptly disclosing relevant documents, responding to discovery requests in good faith, and resisting the temptation to use discovery as a strategic tool to unduly burden the opposition. Role of courts and sanctions. Courts play a crucial role in curbing discovery abuses, wielding the power to impose sanctions for violations of discovery obligations. Attorneys must be mindful of these potential consequences, balancing aggressive representation with the necessity of ethical compliance and respect for the judicial process. Conflicts of interest, ethical navigation. Conflicts of interest represent a significant ethical challenge, requiring attorneys to carefully evaluate their duties to current and former clients, as well as to third parties and their own personal interests. The MRPC provides a framework for identifying and addressing conflicts, emphasizing the need for transparency and informed consent. Identifying and resolving conflicts. Effective conflict management involves early identification, full disclosure to affected parties, and, where appropriate, obtaining informed consent or withdrawing from representation. This process is guided by Rules 1.7 to 1.9 of the MRPC, which set forth the standards for evaluating conflicts and the mechanisms for ethical resolution. Recent developments and emerging trends. The landscape of civil litigation is constantly evolving, shaped by technological advances, shifts in legal practice, and societal demands for justice and fairness. These developments bring new ethical considerations to the forefront of civil litigation. Electronic discovery and data privacy. The digital revolution has transformed discovery, introducing complex challenges related to data privacy, cybersecurity, and the management of electronic information. Attorneys must navigate these issues, ensuring competent representation while safeguarding sensitive information in accordance with evolving privacy laws and ethical standards. Alternative Dispute Resolution, ADR. The rise of ADR as an alternative to traditional litigation introduces new ethical dimensions, particularly concerning confidentiality and procedural fairness. Attorneys engaging in ADR must understand the distinct ethical landscape of these forums, ensuring that their conduct remains consistent with their professional obligations and the interests of their clients. Access to justice and the ethical imperative. The ethical obligation to enhance access to justice, particularly for underserved populations, remains a pressing concern. Through pro bono work and support for legal aid, attorneys contribute to bridging the justice gap, reflecting a broader commitment to the ethical principle that the legal system should be accessible to all, regardless of economic status. Technological competence and ethics. The increasing reliance on technology in legal practice brings with it an obligation for attorneys to maintain technological competence. This includes understanding the ethical implications of using technology in legal practice, ensuring client confidentiality, and protecting against data breaches and other cybersecurity risks. In conclusion, ethical dilemmas in civil litigation require attorneys to navigate complex challenges, balancing their duties to clients, the court, and the legal profession. Through a commitment to ethical practice, continuous education, and adaptability to emerging trends and technologies, attorneys can uphold the highest standards of professionalism and contribute to the fair and efficient administration of justice. The evolving nature of civil litigation demands vigilance, integrity, and an unwavering dedication to ethical principles, ensuring that the legal profession remains a pillar of trust and ethical conduct in society.